Hello and welcome to the 72 show from V2 Football. We've got lots to discuss tonight, including five managerial changes. We've got the Sheffield derby and also the controversy which surrounded the MK Dons Wimbledon match.
That ball has shut out the outside noise. What a goal! Yeah, top corner,
fully deserve it. Pagnoli, left-footed over the wall, and in off the crossbar!
Gregory stretching, Morrison scores!
United are into the fifth round.
Lincoln City are heading back to the Football League. A dream is realised.
I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick, and I'm delighted to be joined by Nick Davey.
Yep, good evening.
Are you well, Nick?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. The first thing I want to start with is the Sheffield clubs, the derby game. Sheffield United played Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield United that came out victorious, 4-2 win. It was a really exciting game to watch.
Yeah, absolutely excellent game. Really, really enjoyed watching it, obviously, before we went off to the Brighton game. And it really was a great game. Two sides that wanted to win, simply. They wanted to win, and it had everything that they could have asked for. Say it was a end-to-end stuff. Excellent performance by Sheffield United, obviously, to score four goals away from home and in a derby. Fully deserved the win, but I thought Sheffield Wednesday played pretty well at times as well. It was just an excellent game for the neutrals, and full credit to Chris Wilder and the Blades.
Mm-hmm. And I saw that Chris Wilder came out and said that now they can come out, Sheffield United can come out of Wednesday's shadow and push on from there. They're above them in the table now, in fourth place in the league. You know, can they end up in the playoffs?
I certainly think so. Yeah, I mean, they've got. I said at the start of the season they're my dark horses for the league.
Yeah,
they've kept a very good large portion of their squad. They've added since, but they've got a very good. I mean, one thing of every. I know it's easy to say, but you need a squad that's going to fight for each other, and they seem to have really got that shot, like the team spirit there. And if you can keep a squad together over the years, no matter how good the players are, I mean, if you've got a really good team spirit, they're really a squad that knows each other well. Everything does just click into place, and it clearly seems that they've got a very good manager. A manager I still have stand by will be a Premier League manager before he retires. Chris Wilder is an excellent manager. He's everywhere he's gone, he's proven to be very good. And I completely agree with that. I think I 100% think that now this result. I mean, before the game, we still thought maybe Sheffield Wednesday are probably still looking like they're going to be the bigger club in Sheffield. But now 100%, I think they definitely like the show now, and they think them. I think it's, if anything, it's more United's favourite at the moment, but. Certainly a level playing field there, I think, 100%.
Yeah, no, it's a great rivalry, isn't it? Because you've got the two clubs seem similar, genuinely, you know, going into the game, you know, you could have called it either for any of them, and yeah, it's great to see.
Well, absolutely. It's a passionate city as well, isn't it? Whenever you go to a Wednesday United game on a match, the town's always buzzing. It's a good city. And yeah, it is a great rivalry. It's two very, very good football clubs.
Yeah. And looking at the top of the league, Leeds went top with a 3-2 win over Ipswich. Lasaga opened the scoring, and also Leeds scored a goal through a goal decision, goal line technology. The Ipswich goalkeeper carrying the ball over his line from a corner. But another good win for Leeds, and they're top of the league.
Yeah, no, excellent win for Leeds there against a very good Ipswich side. But again, just looking how tight it is at the top of the Championship there, with three of them all on 20 points, to Leeds, Wolves and Cardiff. But everyone seems to still be anyone's game for the seat title. I generally don't know who's gonna be. I mean, Leeds are looking like they're going to be a very tough team to play against this season for sure. Obviously, they've kept some good players from last year. They've added some very, very good players to their squad there. And the one thing Leeds as well, obviously, we were always worried about the goals they were going to get with Chris Wood obviously going to Burnley. But everyone's chipping in there. I mean, you see different sort of players on the score sheet there for Leeds. And that's one thing that is crucial in any league, for that matter, not just about the Championship. But you've got a team that's going to be, there's going to be goals that come through anyone, even from your fullbacks to your strikers. It's if everyone's chipping in, that's obviously a good sign, and that's how you get promotion. And to be obviously a very good Ipswich team with Nick McCarthy there, it is a big, big win for Leeds.
It was for Ipswich though, very good starts to season. They've lost 3 out of 4 now. Mick McCarthy said they were unlucky. He said if they play like that every season, you know, position. So yeah, I think from Ipswich's point of view, it's just a case of moving. You know, they've lost to probably, you know, the best performing side at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think they're still, what, 6th in the league around there?
7th,
sorry. So they're in a position that probably most of their fans would have really bitten your hand off potentially at the start of the season, though, if you want that at this stage. So they're in a good way. I mean, I think it's a bit of a wake-up call. I think they started off better than, as I say, but much better than anyone thought they would. And I think these results have really just woken up saying, yeah, maybe we're probably not going to be right at the top end of the season, but certainly if we can, you said it yourself, that they can put in some performances like that, they've got a chance of getting the playoffs this season for sure. And there's so many clubs as well, but one thing Ipswich have got going is they've got a very, very experienced manager who knows his stuff, and they've also got goals, as you say, on their side, obviously McGoldrick and Garner getting goals. If you've got players like that in your squad, you've got a chance any day of the week, haven't you?
And then, as you say, Wolves, Leeds and Cardiff are all on 20 points at the top. But yeah, Cardiff won their game, and also Alfred Ndiaye scored that last minute winner, as they stated. You know, it could be Leeds v Wolves is my prediction where it's going to end up.
Yeah, Wolves excellent win at home to Barnsley there, and I think Wolves were always money they spent. There's obviously a lot of pressure on Wolves to succeed, but they've got players there that are delivering. They've got, again, like with Leeds, they've got goal scorers. They've got a lot of goals throughout the squad. I think Wolves will certainly be up there at the end of the season. They've got a manager who's taken the championship very well. I certainly think Wolves will be up there at the end of the season for sure.
Want to have a chat about Birmingham as well. I don't think we discussed Harry Redknapp leaving the club, as there wasn't a show last week. But yeah, he's no longer there, and it's been a bit of a struggling start really for Birmingham, second bottom in the league. Lee Carsley's in temporary charge, and they drew 1-1 with Derby at the wind. Are you surprised to see Redknapp go so early in the season?
I'm not overly surprised, to be honest with you. I think it wasn't working. He kept them up last year.
Yeah.
He obviously whinged enough about they didn't have the money to spend. They went to spend some money on the deadline day. No, it just hasn't worked out for him there. I think with Birmingham, it's obviously down, but I think there's been a problem there since obviously the Rowlett days have gone. But it just seems to be the recruitment over the summer. It's just seems a bit rushed. I think some of the signs that they made near the end of deadline day, that players that maybe are good championship players, don't get me wrong, very, very good player, Yotta especially, but maybe players they necessarily didn't need. It was more just sign players for the sake of it, not how they're going to adapt their team, how they're going to strengthen it. It just seemed a bit rushed there, the whole recruitment policy there. But no, I think they're going to make a careful decision about who they do appoint as manager. Personally, I'd love to see Khalid Carsley get a go. I think I'd get the go. He's done a great job with youth level at clubs. And it's another, it's a manager I think who could have offered a lot to Birmingham. Obviously, knows the football club well. I'd like to see him get given a go. Mm-hmm. Obviously, picked up a very, very good point, a good Derby side on Saturday. I'd love to see Carsley get the job, but no, I'm not really surprised to see Redknapp there. It really hasn't worked out. So obviously it makes you wonder how much more if that's Redknapp done with football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just with the game, with it being 1-1, both teams scored there. It was two headers. I think both players, it was their first touch of the ball when they came on as first Djokovic for Birmingham, and then Winnall with the equaliser a couple of minutes later when he came on as a sub. Both of them first touches, both of them headers. Just with the manager, Lee Carsley, he's obviously done a decent team. I saw that in Birmingham, the Birmingham newspaper, I forget the name of the newspaper, but they did a fan poll to see who they want. And they Steve Cotterill came out as top. And also, if you look at the betting odds at the minute, Ata Karanka is the favourite. So,
yeah, I was thinking about Karanka, yeah. Karanka could work, obviously. Did a good job in Middlesbrough at the championship level. Obviously, he's going into a different... Obviously, when he took over Middlesbrough, they weren't in as much trouble as Birmingham now. So it'll be interesting to see what the rebuilding job he can do at Birmingham. Obviously, he did well at Middlesbrough when they weren't in a great position, not as bad as Birmingham, but he did get them from like a higher end championship club to obviously win. So if they can give Karanka time, then yeah, he might be able to slowly turn Birmingham around. But as I say, it's going to be a tough job, I think, whoever takes it on.
Yeah, for sure. Another game which ended in a draw was Fulham and Middlesbrough. That ended 1-1 as well. Abubakar Kamara thought he'd won it the 86th minute. And then Cyrus Christie equalised right at the end. Decent point for both sides. You know, two sides. You're expecting to do all right come the end.
Well, I still think on paper Middlesbrough have got the strongest squad in the Championship.
Yeah.
I think they've got a good manager in Gary Monk. So if you still were to ask me who I think will win the league, I still stand by Middlesbrough based on the squad there and depth and how much football there is still to play. And then given the fact they are in the playoffs still. So I would still say Middlesbrough at this moment in time. And also again, it's great character, isn't it? To go and bounce back and get a point at a very, very good Fulham side is a very good point there. Fulham obviously would be really disappointed they couldn't have ran it out, and that'd been a big win for them. And I think with Fulham as well, there was a lot of pressure on Fulham this season. I think a lot of people have them down to maybe even giving them false pressure, really. I think last season they punched well above their weight for them, and they had a great season in the end. And they would obviously score a lot of goals near the end of last season. So whether obviously people sort of presume to almost follow the what you see in the Championship a lot with teams that get a playoff and they bounce back with heartache, and whether they thought that trend would continue. But so there's been a lot of pressure on Fulham before the start of the season. So maybe they're actually in a position where they should be around the sort of in the high end, high end of the bottom half of the table. Maybe even maybe should lower top half, but. No, it's nonetheless like a good point there for Middlesbrough, so to come on down to have that character to get the other goal.
Mm-hmm. And just finally in the Championship, you say about Middlesbrough having the strongest squad. I think Bolton have possibly got the weakest squad. They lost 3-0 against Brentford. Phil Parkinson was saying he doesn't think they've got the quality to stay up in terms of players. He must be very concerned, only 2 points from the first 9 games.
Yeah, I mean... I think Bolton are looking. Yeah, it's going to be difficult for Phil Parkinson there. And as I say, he's a manager. Phil Parkinson, obviously, he's done a great job down the league. He's obviously it's his first time in the Championship for a long time, I think, since his Charlton days. He'd been really chuffed at the start of the season, but it just hasn't gone well. I think he had his back against. He really had a tough job to try and recruit as well. They didn't recruit as well as they wanted to. Or even as well as they could, maybe with obviously the money they've got. Obviously, they haven't got a lot of money there. Which is a shame. It's a big football club, historic football club as well. But they on paper they have certainly got this squad, and it is a shame to see them struggling so badly. And say it's a 3-0 home against Brentford, who also around there. So obviously it doesn't really do anyone a load of favours and stuff that happens, but. No, I think what the bottom line is just to sort of be almost in a place around January where they can be in an okay position and maybe have to do some serious recruiting if they're to start in the Championship for them. But not taking it away though, obviously great win for Smith and Brentford, they're excellent win for them. So to go to a relegation rival there and to win 3-0, excellent win, and maybe they can kick on from there as well, because I think they're obviously underachieving this season as well, Brentford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's their first win of the season that, and it's taking them out of the relegations. So hopefully that'll give them a bit of confidence. But the actual goals they scored, Barbet, Watkins, Ollie Watkins, were three fantastic strikes, especially the second goal from Yanaris. But all three were great goals, which is notable.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, no, absolutely was. See the goals there, and then yeah, some great strikes.
Yeah. Is there anything else in the Championship you want to mention?
One final one, a big win for Villa against Forest. Albert Adoma and Conor Hourihan with the goals.
That was a good free kick as well, actually. The low curve one, wasn't it?
I think Villa are starting to play like we probably would do. Obviously, with Middlesbrough, a very, very strong Championship squad there, Villa. And I think still, like I say, I think the Championship is still very tight at the moment. I still think Villa will be fine this season, and obviously a slow start. But I think Bruce is starting to get it right there, and that's a good win against a very decent Nottingham Forest team as well. Another goal for obviously for Forest with Al Murphy as well.
Just one final thing I want to ask, actually. How surprised are you that at this moment in time, Birmingham are both in the relegation zone?
Well, Sunderland especially, yeah. It's I mean, I don't think anyone would expect some of that, but clearly it's a problem at the football club. Grayson's gone in there, and he's obviously clearly struggling as well. I remember the opening day against Derby, they looked pretty good. They had a good win at Norwich as well, I think, the week after. But no, it's surprising in my opinion. But clearly, obviously, there's still bad heat in there from last season, and so they need to get this sorted out soon. Otherwise, they could be facing a genuine relegation battle this season.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. All right. Well, with that, we'll move on to talk about League One. One of the Friday night games was Wimbledon v MK Dons. As you expect, it wasn't. It was a bad-tempered game, I think, with the rivalry, obviously. But I saw that Wimbledon again refused to put MK Dons on their match programme, recognised them, and they're likely to face a charge from the EFL. It says in the rules that they have to act in utmost good faith and not to, I'm quoting this, unfairly criticise, disparage, belittle or discredit. And I think Wimbledon have probably done that.
It's a tough one. I contradict myself from what I said last season. it is a tough one. My immature self thinks not. I completely understand Wimbledon, where they're coming from. I think with Wimbledon, you have to expect, obviously, they've come a long, long way from the genuine fans that stuck by that football club, that built them up from the combined counties league to where they are now. Clearly, they're never going to get over MK Dons, and rightly so. I mean, we have to accept that we were all supporters of Wimbledon, we'd probably put the same. So I can completely understand that point of view. But then again, there is professional rules, there is football league rules and rules. And you have to stay professional as a football club, as I know how difficult it might be. But I can understand it from both sets of things. Well, I just hope the FA maybe go a bit easier.
Well, they changed the rules after what happened last season.
Last season, yeah. But it is to say, it's a, I mean, when it comes to rivalry, I'm firmly want Wimbledon to win the games against MK Dons. I'm not a huge fan of what MK Dons about MK Dons, but with Wimbledon, it's a fantastic football club. And yeah, as I say, I just hope the FA maybe can go easier.
But yeah, on the pitch, MK Dons won that 2-0. It puts them just sort of on the fringes of playoffs. It's hard to tell really what's going to happen with them. It's such a competitive league. I'm sure we'll discuss some of the other teams, but difficult to see what they want. What's a full season for them?
Yeah, obviously, I know they underachieved last season, MK Dons. I think they'll be knocking on the door. Plus, I don't necessarily think they might get the playoffs, but. It is a good win for them, obviously, going to your rivals there and winning nonetheless. But no, I think with MK Dons there, they'll be up there this season, by the way. I don't know if it's going to be the playoffs, but because you said it yourself, there's a strong League One season this year. But I think they'll definitely have a better season than last season, for sure.
And in League One, there's the only unbeaten side in the Football League. Bradley Dack equalised as Shrewsbury remained unbeaten and top of League One, which I don't think anyone expected. I saw someone called them the Leicester of London. 23 points, fantastic.
Absolutely, and say the quality of Blackburn got, that's pretty still a pretty good point for Shrewsbury and to Blackburn. But no, it's I think I love that the era of the Leicester of League One. But no, it is a bit of a fairy tale, to be fair. So they stayed up last season. And no, that this season, and as I say, you look at their squad on paper, and again, there's no one. You look at some of the other squads, and it's certainly not very strong compared to the other squads. But they seem to have got a great spirit there, and that's all you need really. And full credit to them. It's a good point them, and they're in a very, very strong league position. I say no one would have had them down where they are at this stage of the season. It's just the case of keeping it up, keeping everyone fit, and who knows where they might end up.
Mm-hmm. I'll move on to Rotherham. They absolutely battered Oldham at the end. They won that 5-1, and it caused John Sheridan to leave as manager, mutual consent. Obviously, it's not, probably one of the hardest games they get, but it's not really worked out for Oldham at the bottom of the league.
No, and obviously John Sheridan obviously knows that, he'll know more than most. Obviously, he's been there, and it's his first spell at the club, I think, isn't it? So he will know that it's probably the right time to walk away. Obviously, the board to agree. So bottom of the league. I haven't seen a lot of them this season to suggest that they're gonna be offering an awful lot to even start. So it's now a case of making the decision, getting a fresh manager in, and seeing where they go from there, because they've still got some pretty good players. They've got Craig Davies up front. They've got some pretty good players at Oldham. But I think, yeah, as you said, it's not really worked out this season. It's probably the correct time for that 9 games in from the league. You've probably got to make the decision there. Obviously not taking anything away from Rotherham. They're a very strong side. They've got a good squad together there. They've obviously got Cathal Moore, who's been playing very well this season. And then they've got a very good, a strong squad there, Rotherham as well. And they're in a good position there. And I think, they're starting to Rotherham. It was going to be difficult, but yeah, I think they've made the correct decision by far to tell with Oldham there.
Another manager who left was the Gillingham manager, Aidy Pennock. Rochdale beat them 3-0. He joined the club last year, did a good job keeping them up, but you know, Gillingham as well, they've struggled. They're only 2 points better off than Oldham. But again, Bradley Dack, who we mentioned before, him leaving has probably not helped them. But you know, again, 9 games, probably, you know, a reasonable amount of time. And yeah, it's not happened for...
I think, yeah, with Gillingham, they're certainly missing Bradley Dack's goals for sure, so they've really struggled to get. I think they haven't really got very, very recognisable strikers for this level. So I think goals is certainly a problem with Gillingham. I think whoever comes in has got a tough job on his hands, whoever comes in. As I say, they've got a... I think whoever does come in has got a very tough job on their hands with Gillingham. Obviously, it's a bad defeat there, 3-0 at Rochdale, who also are around where the games around with the rivals there. It's a very poor defeat, and probably the right decision to take, because I think they've scored enough goals as well this season as well. I think it's definitely the correct decision there, and it'll be interesting to see where Gillingham go from here as well, and who will take over as manager.
But yeah, from Rochdale's point of view, it's a big win to get them out the relegation zone, and also Doncaster beat. Same sort of game, I guess, in the table.
Yeah, no, excellent for Donny. And obviously, shout out to Donny as well. I thought they played very well against Arsenal in the cup as well. Obviously, lost 1-0, but gave them a real good scare at times. So that maybe done them a world of confidence there, going to the Emirates, playing some good football. And then, yeah, you said to beat a team around you in Plymouth 3-0, long journey as well. Excellent result. And I think Doncaster will kick on from here as well.
Just want to jump back to the top of the league. Big game between Peterborough. Peterborough up to second. Mariah scored 2 goals, but Jack Marriott, that's his 7th goal. It's, you know, a good win for Peterborough, who go above Wigan in the table and up to second.
Yeah, no, excellent win for Peterborough there. I think they've got a very good squad. It's what both teams have. I think both teams are going to be up there for sure at the end of the season. And I think with Grant McCann, as I say, he's done very good to almost bring the Peterborough back that we know and love with the goals scoring there. And it's a case of giving manager time as well, because obviously he's a pressure over the last sort of the last season or so. But he seems to have got a very good squad there, and a squad that knows the Peterborough way, so to speak. And we always associate goals with Peterborough, don't you? Going back to when it was Mikhail Smith and McLean up front. Mm. So they've clearly got that style back. And I think 3-2 is just typical Peterborough. And two good League One sides. It sounds like an excellent game. So I think both clubs will be up there in the season for sure.
Fleetwood aside, you probably expect to be up there. They had a good start to the season. Lost at the weekend. They were down to 10 men. 2 to Southend. I think that game was Niall Ranger, his celebration. As he did like a gun sort of celebration with his shoes. He's on Twitter. But I think some people saw it as a bit...
Yeah, I mean, I think controversial and Ranger just goes together, really, doesn't it? So it's, obviously, no matter what it means, you just can't go around doing that, can you? I suspect the FA will step in and do something. But no, obviously, I think Niall Ranger, we could be all day talking about how controversial he is and everything. But obviously, it's down to Phil Brown. Obviously, he's got to try and manage him the best he possibly can. I know that seems to be probably the hardest job in the world right now. Probably more harder than anything. Probably more harder than the Crystal Palace job at the moment. I imagine not a Ranger. It's up to Phil there how he decides to treat that. But I think Phil wants us to talk about the football. Excellent win for Southend there. As I say, a very tough place to go in Fleetwood. And with Southend again, it's a strong squad they've got on paper, the Southend. Maybe they're a bit under achieving this season, 16th in the league. Maybe they should be doing a lot better than they're doing there. Maybe this could be a really kick up, a confidence boost, but a big win at Fleetwood. So they can kick on from there. Fleetwood obviously, yet again, 10th in the league, maybe expect them to be slightly higher given obviously how they did last season, the pressure they've started the season. So, but I think for sure it's another two pubs that will be at the higher end of the season for sure.
Another side, well, Southend, as you say, I think they'll be up there, but Portsmouth as well, there's an argument they've underachieved a little.
Yeah, again, obviously, I think a lot of people expect them to almost do the almost sort of do a back-to-back promotion, really, like you see some of the clubs that get motivated, and a big club, obviously, sort of bringing back everyone with their owners taking over as well. But yeah, it hasn't quite gone right this season. It's they lost, obviously, 2-0 to Scunthorpe on the weekend, a tough place to go. No, as I say, I think Portsmouth will, I think it'll be a season of consideration, and maybe recruiting and getting a squad for next season there. And as I try to think, it's because generally I think it is a pretty strong league this year, League One. So I'd say that Portsmouth were really, I don't think they were going to be as strong as some of the other teams there. But nonetheless, good win for Scunthorpe there. They're obviously up there in the playoffs at the moment, and obviously clearly want them to go another. Obviously, they lost to Millwall last year in the playoffs. They want them to have another go. I think when you've got Lee Miller back up front, you're going to get some goals, especially at the League One level.
Anything else in League One catch your eye?
A big win for Bristol Rovers at home to Blackpool. Say it was goals as well. Billy Bowden with another goal. I think Bristol Rovers are, I think they're starting to get into the thing of 14th in the league now. Just thought that stood out for me, given that Blackpool been playing pretty well this season. So no, a good win for Bristol Rovers, and I think they'll kick on as well from there.
Okay, move on to League Two. Exeter suffered their first loss of the season, dropped down to second. They lost 2-0 to Coventry. I'm sure that won't take a gloss off what's been a great start to the season for them, though.
Yeah, no, I think yeah, it's exactly that. You said it yourself, but they started the season extremely well. They're in a very good position in the league. Probably better than a lot of them probably maybe thought they would start. So, no, but and Coventry, one of the toughest places they'll go all season. So, no, I don't think they'll be too disheartened about it. They'll pick themselves up and then they'll go again for sure. And say Coventry, good one for them, though. I think Coventry, and I say they're going to be very, very strong and difficult to beat at, especially at the Ricoh Arena this season.
Going top of the league was not in 4-1. It's five straight wins for them. I'm sure they'd be delighted with that. Is there on goal difference?
Yeah, another surprising one. They've struggled over the last few years, not to count. I've always said it's a club that shouldn't really be struggling. They've got a great structure there. It's not going to be a fantastic stadium, good support base. So it's always a club I never really knew why I struggled so much. But they've clearly got a good manager in Kevin Nolan. They've given him a chance. They've stuck by him. And it's starting to really plan out now. So they're at the top of the league, playing some good football, scoring goals. And now I think they could be a surprise package this season for sure, not to count it. So they've beaten a good Lincoln side as well. I know it didn't help with Billy not getting sent off in the first half there. But no, not to count it yet. I think under Kevin Nolan could be a surprise package to the Cavalry this season.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're level on points with Exeter, as I say, and obviously Coventry winning at the tide of that game. There they've really put themselves into the mix, as it's very tight. But 8 sides separated by just 2.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All those sides won. Pretty much Newport, Swindon, Accrington won.
Yeah, no, it's a big win there for Luton as well. And Chesterfield have struggled this season. But it's one of those games where with Luton, you have to be patient. Obviously, Chesterfield was always going to go there, trying to look for a point. But no, Luton, they've got dug in deep, got the winner with Danny Hilton as well. So no, a big win there for Luton. And yeah, the other sides that you mentioned there, Newport there, a good 1-0 win on to Grimsby. And Mansfield as well, 2-1 at home to Cambridge. Steve Evans will be delighted with that, obviously with a late winner there against a good Cambridge side. So yeah, some big wins there at the top end of the League Two.
And as for Luton, obviously beating Chesterfield, I see that their former striker, Jack Lester, is the favourite to take over. He's currently working at the Nottingham Forest Academy.
Yeah, Jack Lester, obviously a former Chesterfield player there, you see it yourself. A good move. I think, obviously, he has a bit of experience there at Forest, so I think that could be a very good move there. obviously someone who knows the football club as well, which always helps. And I'd like to see that. And so, but he's got a tough job in his hands. Say they're struggling there. He's three of them on 5 points at the bottom. So no, I think if he does go there, he will have a tough job in his hands.
And another one, quite a few managers actually we're talking about. Port Vale, we're hoping to discuss them in a bit of depth, but Macclesfield boss John Askey is the favourite to take over there. I believe he knows the chairman, he's worked with him at Macclesfield. They've drawn the last two games, 1-1 with Yeovil at the win before that. It's not been a good start to the season for them with just 5 points.
Yeah, only win, one win coming on the opening day, wasn't it? And it's been a struggle for Port Vale to see. And say it was a season that really had a lot of expectations going to as well. So they've struggled where maybe a lot of people weren't expecting them to. But no, I think it is what it is. They can get this Max Verlander in, who's done a pretty good job there. Then hopefully they can certainly look up. And I say it's not a bad point there. Yeovil points, they can have got all 3 points. But no, I think. If they just get a manager who can bring a bit of confidence in, get back to that sort of the morale that they're in before the season starts, and what even on their opening day win as well, they can probably kick on and look up the table up and down.
But yeah, the Port Vale, Chesterfield, Forest Green are the three bottom sides, and as we say, two of them looking for new managers. Forest Green, it's not looking good for them. They've conceded 22 goals this. So I think that says exactly where the problem is. I think it's the most of anyone in.
Yeah, it's a weird one to say. A lot of people, they were very, very fancy to challenge at the right end of the table. It just hasn't worked out for them this season. I know they've got a lot of players that haven't played in the Football League, but it's weird. So Mark Cooper must be a bit nervous. They've got some money behind them for a screen. I certainly didn't expect them to be that far down there. So it's Mark Cooper certainly will be a man that knows he could have a lot of questions faced soon. So another defeat on the Friday night game as well in Swindon. So it's I think he'll certainly be a bit nervous for sure.
Yeah. And just finally, I just want to mention Carlisle, who've got their first win for a while with a 5-0 win. Another side we're sort of underachieving, who we thought might be up or in playoff contention at least.
Yeah, it's they keep going. No, it's not as well as they did last season. But a good way to if that can knock a bit of confidence into everyone. I don't know what will. Excellent 5-0 win. So full credit for Keith Curl. We can and so I think it's another club that have underachieved this season. I think a win like this, and I'm sure that they've got a bit of confidence now behind them, and I think they'll start to climb the table for sure.
I just want to mention as well. Maybe we should introduce an award for it or something. But I just want to give Matt Tootle a mention for his fantastic celebration. With a worm as well, which really caught my eye. I don't know if you saw it.
I haven't actually, but I'm certainly that's going to be the first thing on YouTube though when we finish the show.
But are there any other games in League Two which caught your eye?
One big final one is a win at Colchester 2-1. Craig Mikhail Smith with the goal player that I didn't know very well much about, and good to see him back on the score sheet there with Wickham. Good win for Wickham.
Should also just league schedule, including Cardiff V, which is on telly. Other big games, Blackburn Rovers are in action. You can also follow us on Twitter at V2 Football and at the 72 Show. Check out our website as well. Thanks for joining me. It's good night from Nick. Good.